But the project's detractors voiced the kind of criticism that reverberated during the Amazon deal. Wealthy businesses, no matter their promises of jobs, should pay their own way and not demand government incentives to undertake projects. Stung by the backlash over the incentives that it would receive, Amazon last month abandoned its plans for its campus in Long Island City. The opponents are focused in particular on a lengthy and lucrative property tax break for developers within the broader Hudson Yards area. So far, the cost of that tax break has surpassed $1 billion, according to the recent analysis by Bridget Fisher and Flavia Light at the New School. Future properties in Hudson Yards can also take advantage of the tax break, which can be as much as 40% discount and last about 20 years. The opponents said such initiatives inevitably end up widening income inequality in a city like New York. We are still giving tax breaks to a development that enriches billionaire developers and high-rise commercial and residential development that is not benefiting the ordinary people in New York, said James Parrott, Director of Economic and Fiscal Policies at the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. There are other incentives as well. BlackRock, the world's largest money manager, which ended 2018 with $5.98 trillion under management, can obtain $25 million in state tax credits if it adds 700 jobs at Hudson Yards. L'Oreal USA is in line for $5.5 million for the same discretionary tax credit, while WarnerMedia can get $14 million. Even Mayor Bill de Blasio, a supporter of the Hudson Yards project, is now expressing some misgivings about the property tax breaks. Mr. de Blasio had been a backer of the Amazon deal, but since the company pulled out, he has abruptly shifted tone, just as he has been seeking to solidify his credentials with progressives. Mr. de Blasio said in a statement that the subway and park spending had broad benefits, but added, "We've moved away from providing discretionary incentives like the prior administration. I believe state and local economic development programs need to be reevaluated and updated."